Evgenia Radoslava is a pianist with a tight concert schedule. Bulgaria, Hungary, Germany, Tunisia and Israel are only some of the countries where she has been in concert, either as soloist or as member of various chamber formations. She was born in Bulgaria, but has for decades been living in Vienna, where she received an MA degree from the Universität für Musik und Darstellende Kunst, Vienna, where she lectures at present. Before that, she graduated with flying colors, Lyubomir Pipkov National High School of Music and Pancho Vladigerov National Academy of Music in Sofia, where she studied with acclaimed Bulgarian pianist and pedagogue, Professor Anton Dikov. During her Bulgarian period, she was among the winners in the competitions in Senigallia, Italy, the national competition in Bulgaria, the Svetoslav Obretenov National Contest, and the competition in Ústí nad Labem in the Czech Republic. In the recent years, she has been busy leading master classes and is jury member in international competitions for young instrumentalists. Evgenia Radoslava has recorded a few CDs. One of her most successful projects is the album Fantastia, carried out together with Michael Kren, a famous Austrian classical saxophonist of the younger generation. From this CD, listen to Sonata for Oboe and Piano by Francis Poulenc, third movement. program from the album Fantastia has been presented in different countries of Europe and has been hailed by music lovers and specialists alike. Here are some details about the pieces that it features. We have recorded works for soprano and alto saxophone, which are presented for the first time in both Austria and Europe, explains Eugenia Radoslava. Some pieces have not been recorded for saxophone and piano. For example, the famous sonata for oboe and piano by Poulenc that we adapted for soprano saxophone. The CD also features work originally written for saxophone, for example, the Rhapsody by Claude Debussy. It has an amusing history. The composer was commissioned to write it by U.S. saxophonist Elise Boyer Hall, who had limited instrumental skills, and Debussy took this into account while composing the solo part. Later, other composers rearranged the work by adding elements to the saxophone part. In the chamber version that we perform, the orchestral score has a very difficult texture and is recorded only seldom. The same is true of Fantasy by Hector Villa-Lobos. There are fragments almost impossible to play in the piano part. This CD was received with enthusiasm, and pieces from it have been played many times by radio stations in Germany, Austria, and Bulgaria. The premiere concerts in Austria were very successful, and we later presented the program in Germany, Slovakia, Italy, and Russia. In Bulgaria, we guest performed at the Salon of Arts at the National Palace of Culture in Sofia and joined the Apollonia Festival of the Arts in Sozopol. We are happy because our duo was founded in 2014. We held our first concert then and immediately established greatly synchronized music thinking, explains Eugenia Radoslava. Listen to Fantasy by Villa-Lobos, first movement. Thank you. along with the Universität für Musik in Vienna, Eugenia Radoslava leads piano classes in other schools of music. I teach students of different ages and levels. It is particularly interesting to work with older ones who are just beginning to learn. I have students who are retired, and some of them work with great enthusiasm and desire. This proves that age is irrelevant when someone is determined to develop. My work with them has reinforced my firm belief that everything can be achieved with perseverance and inspiration. Especially for my students, I recorded a series Piano Piano, which has also been hailed by audiences. The first CD in the series, in which I play short romantic and impressionist pieces, was on the top 10 list of best-selling CDs in Germany. The same series features my joint program with flutist Matthias Schulz with short and easy-to-render works, explains Eugenia Radoslava. Along with participation in Bulgarian festivals last year, she and Michael Kren joined a few charity concerts, and in 2017 they are invited to visit festivals and concerts in Ukraine, Russia, the Czech Republic and Portugal. Listen to Sonata by Ravel. We end this presentation of Eugenia Radoslava with Rhapsody by Debussy.
Thank you.